Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Evan and Tiki on the fan. Evan, a little under the weather today. Maybe that's an understatement. I don't know. It's me, Sean Morash, here with Tiki Barber. Loogie with us as well. A lot of Giants to start the show. A lot of Yankees, too.
A lot of Yankees ticket situations going on right now.
Plenty on the line with that. 888-808-1019.
One of these guys on the line might not want to stay on the line.
But you know what? We're going to find out now. And by the way, again, a reminder, Friday, you can win World Series tickets right here by listening to Evan and Tiki and listening to the station all day long. All right, Mike in Bergen County. Mike, you're up. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
We're good.
First of all, I'd say, big Giant fan since like early 80s, so Tiki, a pleasure to talk to you.
I appreciate you. I'm just wondering why you want to talk to us, especially given what I think you're going to say.
So one thing, I'm married to a Jewish American princess, so I know she would never be listening to the station. She's from Long Island, so I'm safe there.
Nice.
I said Bergen County only because if I gave away my town, possibly someone might know who I am.
Oh,
and my wife's very well known.
Oh, you did there. I see, Mike. I got it.
I was going to say the Bronx because that's where I'm originally from, but people might associate me and be like, that might be the guy I know.
Right.
So I didn't want to risk that. But so what I did was my son wanted UFC fighting tickets, and they're pretty expensive too. So I kept pushing them off. I'm like, all right, let's see what happens. And then I have a buddy that has Giant tickets. And I said, let's go to a Giant game. Because I didn't know if the Yankees were going to push their way to the World Series. So I told my buddy, he gave me a price. I said, all right, give me a few days. I'll send you over the money. And it was definitely a lot cheaper. Then my son comes to me and goes, Dad, we got to go to a World Series game. Now, mm-hmm. I'm a big Yankee fan, born and raised in the Bronx. Probably since, like, I'm 51. So probably since the early 80s. So
yeah.
I've been to a lot of the parades because my sister used to work down the Lower Manhattan, so I always got access to the rooftop, so I always had a great time there, but I've never been to a playoff game. So I said, how can I turn this down?
You can't.
You know, so
you can't.
So what I did was, I looked at the prices and they are ridiculous. And it's not even the price of the ticket, it's the taxes. I guess that's StubHub's money that they get on there.
The fees and everything
you
after.
Know, so you think you're paying $1,000, but you're really paying $1,400.
It's like Spirit Airlines. You're getting charged for the peanuts after.
Exactly. You want a seatbelt?
Yeah, you better come with no luggage.
It's 100% right.
So, Mike, how are you hiding this on the account from your wife?
All right. I'm telling you.
All right. So, I'm just an average Joe guy. Work at a Whole Foods. You know, make good money, but not great money. Got a second job. Have that little nest money, nest egg in my little account. But my wife is a breadwinner. I have no problem admitting that. so what I did was I was going online, and I said, well, I don't want to take the hit right up front. So they actually offer to pay through PayPal.
Oh, nice.
And you could do a six-month deferred. This way there's no interest on it.
Right. So by the time she finds out, it's like, it's like way gone. That's amazing.
So the first thing I told him, because my son, he's more like my wife, and he confides in her and things. So, and my daughter's more like me. So I texted him after I bought them. I said, all right, first of all, you don't mention that I bought these. I said, well,
what are you going to tell you want them here?
Well, I said, we'll deal with the repercussions once we either about to go to the game or maybe after. But she'll most likely know I'm going.
Right.
But she's the kind of wife that will call you 1,000 times in a day and not say much.
What were you going to say? You went bowling, Mike?
Well, I tend not to answer my phone as often.
Right.
You got some racket.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So what I did tell my son is I said, hey, I'll fork over the amount for the tickets. He now works. He goes to college at night. He has a good union job. So I said, your job is to pay for whatever I want from the moment we get into the Bronx to the moment we get home.
That's a good arrangement, Mike. That is a good arrangement.
Mike.
And by the way, I think you're going to get away with it.
Mike, get as many chicken buckets as possible. We need to sign Juan Soto, pal. Thanks for the call. I think you're going to get away with it.
Dude, that's kind of awesome.
Could you imagine?
I never even was thinking about going the PayPal route.
The PayPal route is a good trick. Mm. Because, look, let's be honest. We live in America. Anything deferred payment-wise, we're going to take advantage of, right? Most of us survive, I think. It's fair to say. By the way, FanDuel, can you start taking some deferred payments? That's a lot of place on something.
They call that a bookie.
Yes. The credit line, 888-808-1019. Chris in Port Washington. Chris, what's up, man?
What up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, I got 2% battery, so I'm going to make it quick.
All right.
Whoever's running the Flag and Anthem account is killing it, because I bought like 10 flannels the other day, and they're awesome. I'm looking through the free agent quarterbacks for next year, right? Sam Darnold is probably the best free agent quarterback. Then you got Mariota's of the world. Tiki, how bad are they going to be when Andrew Thomas, this is a career-altering injury for Thomas.
I mean,
listen, this injury is so underspoken about. He's 300 pounds and moves laterally. Yeah. He's not going to be, this might derail everything that he's done. He's regarded as one of the best left tackles in the league. How are they going to recover from that? They're not going to sign a big-time quarterback. They're going to be terrible.
Right.
What is the long-term prognosis?
It's funny. You know what? We had John Gallucci was here earlier from JAG PT, and I'm only doing this because we do a segment every week or every week and a half or so, and we talk about like the injuries that have happened in the league. And so we talked about Jaden Daniels with his rib injury, and he said it better off if it's a broken rib instead of like one of those rib cartilage things because the rib will heal faster. We talked about Aiden Hutchinson's tib-fib fracture, which is, I mean, it's hard to break your tibia, which is the big bone in the bottom of your leg, and some other things. And I didn't even think about to ask him about Andrew Thomas, because we know what a Liz Frank fracture is and kind of what it means. But what it means for, I don't know, Richard Sherman is very different from what it means for 330-pounder.
Right, with all the weight you're putting on.
All the weight that comes down on that on your arch.
We think he can never be the same again with the surgery. I haven't even comprehended that.
I don't think it'll be that. Look, they'll do the surgery. He'll have, you know, this re-strengthening and physical therapy and all that stuff. He'll likely now have to wear orthotics, like those heavily supported arch supports, probably for the rest of his career. So I'm not going to predict that he's never going to be the same, but he has been hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, they've been different things every time.
Right.
And so it kind of feels flukish, but
it's hard to say, though. You can count on them to be healthy now. I think this injury has officially crossed that threshold for me.
It does. I mean, it gets into that bad sell category, which I used to always talk about.
If I'm going to say it about Saquon, I got to be fair about Andrew Thomas.
Guys who are constantly hurt, you're like, dude, man, you got bad cells or something? You just don't heal correctly? But be worried about it until you don't have to be worried about it. And that's not an optimistic view. That's actually a pessimistic way to look at it. But when you see that you don't have to worry about it, that's when you can't be worried about it. Until then, you're going to worry about it.
Well, that means we won't know until August, basically.
Right.
Great. Can't wait. Everybody have a good summer. 888-808-1019. Matt in Bayside. Matt, what's up?
Hey, just taking myself off mute. So I'm a ticket broker, and you guys were talking about how are people affording the tickets.
Yeah.
We're in the wealthiest area in the country. There is so much disposable income.
Right.
I just got done with the Miami Taylor Swift show. People are paying, you had to pay over $1,000 for obstructed view. You don't see the stage.
No, Matt.
It didn't get less than $1,000.
Matt, wow. I'm not saying that that's not the case, and I'm not saying, but as much as we say there's a lot of, you know, disposable income, it's really expensive to live here. I mean, really expensive to live here. And unfortunately, what happens now, and I look, nobody should apologize for this. There's a lot of good fans that just are simply priced out that will never step foot again. If that's the World Series price this year, they will never see a World Series in their lives.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks. Unless, of course, they win the tickets by listening here on Friday.
In Texas and Arizona last year, you could see it for probably $150, $200. But New York, you're just competing with so many people with deep pockets.
Yeah.
And in Los Angeles, money. It's a ton of LA people in New York.
Right. It's a demand thing more than anything. Like, there's a demand. I mean, I didn't even think about it last year because that game, I mean, I didn't even watch the World
Arizona,
Series.
Arizona, Texas? Are you kidding me? No, Evan scored every game. That was about it.
Yeah, because that's, you know, that's what he does.
Yes, it does.
He didn't do Ricos on those games, did he?
I'm a loser.
We could have had this guy who's now with the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series.
Would he have done that?
He didn't do Rico's on the World Series last year.
Did he do Met connections to the World Series last year, Lugie?
Yes, he did. Oh, God. He did, I'm sure, related to DeGrom, Scherzer.
That's right. Oh. That's absolutely, I guarantee you he did.
Evan will find any excuse. So there was a poster when I went to college where it said every day of the year and an excuse to drink on that day of the year, yeah. So we could drink every single day. Evan has that with the Rico. He will do a Rico no matter what.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.